The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Remind me that we need to talk about Aaron and voting coming up, but right now it's time for...
News. News.
No. Aaron?
Yeah.
No. News. No. News. No.
Our only real hope is to decide this is news or no.
I'm going to make a rule that if you don't sing, you don't get to tell stories.
Oh.
How's that?
I'd like to see you try. Good evening. It is Halloween. And
news?
I recently learned...
News? I mean, what do you want from me? Of course.
No, did
are you
going to
say something we don't all know?
Well,
it's
I recently learned
it's
this.
It's 420... What?
There are special pumpkins for, like, pumpkin pie. I thought you just do, like, the ones...
Can there
you...
is?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, pumpkin pie is just made from pumpkins.
But
you're
there's,
saying...
like... There's like 14 different types of pumpkins.
Hold on, you're saying pumpkins? Well, you're going to get me off on one of my grinds my gears, the new feature I want to add to the show.
And that really teased me off.
Yeah, that. Because buying an apple now has become real hard.
There's so many.
It's
Yep, I got out of the game long ago for that reason. It got way too confusing.
Because it was like Gala was your... Your
was
go-to,
it?
Like Gala,
mm-hmm.
like
and
they make
Granny
the lunchbox size.
All you had.
Yeah, and the Granny Smith are awful, but you make a pie with that.
And
Granny Smith are the
use
green
those
ones,
for
right?
like caramel apple too, right? Because you want the sweet.
Caramel apple is a vessel for me to just work out my teeth and peel the caramel.
I
off.
Love a caramel apple.
You eat the apples too?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh God, I
just... have one every single day.
What?
Yeah.
Even when it's not Halloween?
Well, no, just during the season.
You're saying,
do you make them
no.
yourself or you just buy them?
So when they have them sitting there at the front of the store,
you're
the
like
one
the
that's
three
for.
Packs. Oh, yeah.
Those sons of bitches, you keep putting out the cookies that are uncooked and my kids,
yeah.
no matter how old they get, they want them and they're just right there when we walk in and they always put it in my cart.
Yeah.
And then I can't say no. Oh my God.
That's good.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
You can use pumpkins to make pumpkin pie.
Okay, no, you're right. There's so many different. So there's,
yeah.
you're saying much like a Honeycrisp versus a Gala
yeah.
versus a Red Delicious versus a, what are some of the other, Fuji?
Mm-hmm.
You were looking at the wrong guy.
Oh, dude, there's so many different. Honeycrisp is the way to go.
It
you
is,
can afford
those are
it,
the best.
Did you say Granny Smith?
Granny Smith, she
that's
said.
Like
it's
the sour
a green
one, right?
One.
Yeah.
Green one. Okay.
Yeah.
But if you're in the red hue apples, I was naming the Honey Crisp.
Red Delicious?
Fuji,
that's one?
That's a red one.
Okay.
There's some that are red on the inside now.
No,
I've eaten them. I have a video.
Have you had a Grapple?
No, I haven't.
Oh, God. If you know where Grapples are, text in right now to 51059 and I will buy them.
I bet it's not their season.
No, I think it's always because I feel like they're super nuclear accident genetically
Fair.
Modified. Because you take a bite out of it and it tastes like they took, do you know the really good clear Welch's white grape juice?
Oh yeah, bud.
It feels like they injected the apple with that. So you bite it and you're like, I'm drinking Welch's white grape apple juice.
Mm. Ooh, I do like that.
So it's grape flavored apple.
Okay. You like Grapples so much, you're hooked.
Like a
grappling hook.
That's a grappling hook.
That's the joke, though. Good evening. It has been announced the number one sandwich in America. Do we have any guesses?
Number one fast food sandwich
nope,
or just number
favorite
one?
Favorite sandwich. So not a
people,
particular place, just a type of sandwich. It is my favorite.
From
like,
a strategic standpoint, I'm going to tell you this is brilliant because I have to say news because I have to know. But I mean, the obvious to
just
me,
like a turkey.
Yeah.
A basic turkey
nail it.
Sandwich.
Turkey and cheese sandwich.
Yeah.
Like
a
deli
Jersey
sandwich.
Mike's.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, peanut butter and jelly might be it.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
As long as we're on my tangent brain.
My stomach is already growling.
I just, Uncrustables every once in a while ventures out and does something crazy rather than just a basic grape or basic strawberry. And they have the hazelnut. They can't
Nutella.
Call it. Yeah, they can't call it that.
Oh.
It's just hazelnut spread.
Oh.
Because they're not in cahoots, so they
gotcha.
Just, it's like the generic or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They have raspberry jam now.
Ooh.
And there's something about peanut butter and raspberry
Did
jam.
You see that the Broncos go through 700 Crustables every
the
season?
The NFL in general?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. So
Uncrustables,
so
the
many.
NFL is their biggest client.
Yeah.
We're talking about fit men who bench press the three of us combined.
Yeah.
And they're firing down kid
so
food with Wonder Bread and the crust cut off.
Yeah.
The Broncos were one of the biggest offenders.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think they were third, second or third.
Like 700 pounds
a day. It was 700. Yeah.
That's incredible. Anyway, Broncos, raspberry ones. They're out now.
Let us know.
If I had to guess, I was going to go with turkey, but it's obviously PBJ.
Yeah.
PBJ is the best sandwich or the most popular sandwich.
Turkey is more popular than PB&J, but neither of them are number one. The most popular and my favorite is a grilled cheese. 42% of Americans say that's their favorite sandwich.
Are you kidding me?
You cannot beat a grilled cheese.
I do think it's underrated. I always forget about it.
Oh, the crisp.
Yeah.
The buttery.
If you're a grown-up, I'm only talking to you now, Aaron, because Tiak is probably, he's using basic bread and American cheese.
Yeah.
Maybe a little Texas toast.
Yeah,
little thick.
Basic bread.
Yep.
If you're out there and you can get some of those Udi's gluten-free breads are very fancy and crunchy already.
Yeah.
And then you do it and you whatever, but then you have to do the tomato basil.
Yeah.
If you eat a grilled cheese without tomato soup, you are not to make eye contact with me ever again.
You eat it with fries. You get a side of fries.
Feel so
what
dry.
Snack Shack has soup?
Okay. At a restaurant, I'm going to give that to you. But your home, tomato
that
soup.
That almost escalated. Let's all.
That's all.
Good thing we all remained
bring
calm.
It back down. But seriously, you do, right? You dip. It has to be cut in a way that you have a corner.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And
yes.
You dip the corner in the tomato soup. Oh, God.
Yeah.
So good.
Growing up, that's how we did it. Yep.
All right. But you don't do it that way. All right.
No, because I eat only at Snack Shacks.
Good evening. Gypsy Rose Blanchard has gotten a paternity test.
I don't know who that is.
She was the woman who got her boyfriend
to kill her
mom.
Oh, yeah, said this to me the other day. Okay, yes.
Yeah.
She's a killer, right? Allegedly.
Technically, she isn't. Her boyfriend is, but she got her boyfriend to
So she
kill
got
her mom.
A paternity test because we don't know who her baby daddy is?
Correct.
Is the baby out?
No.
So
they did
she got an in utero
yeah.
one. Those are scary.
Yeah.
Did she release the results or are we?
No, they're not. She literally just got it done.
Mm. Okay.
You got to get behind the paywall to find out this.
Okay.
But there's so much drama with the ex-husband and he's like, I know it's not mine. They're only doing this to sell to whatever.
Okay. Can I explain what news or nope is real quick?
I thought it was news.
Well, it's a news story if we knew. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm letting you know. That's what makes it news.
But it's like saying,
would you watch
the
news
series
about
ended
something?
Last night? It's like, who won? I don't know.
Well,
you know
what I'm
saying?
I'm letting you know.
You just started a news story and you don't have the answer.
Because the answer isn't out yet. I'll inform you.
It's not a story until we have the answer. It's like, am I crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah. The Dodgers won. Just.
Even I knew that. I watched
that
it.
Is that your news story?
No, I have a different one. Good evening.
Good evening.
Women and wives all over the world rejoice. 7 out of 10 believe their partner has selective hearing and chooses when they listen and when they don't.
What?
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.